Hi, is this Brenda?
It is.
Brenda, my name is Rob Thomas. I'm with Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star program. How are you?
Good, except for I'm just froggy because I'm sick.
Oh, no.
I know.
It seems like the bugs are kind of going around right now.
It is.
Tell me about April.
I met her towards the beginning of this year through a craft event, and she likes what I make, and so I always give them my phone number. And plus, we were talking about health and all this stuff, and she just always texts me. Like, I'm nobody to her, but she always put a hand out and said, you know, do you need anything? How are you doing? You know?
Mm-hmm.
She's just a nice person, and I've got to know her story. Her husband died in a car accident back in 2004. Then that left her to raise 5 kids by herself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And she always is just positive, you know, and doesn't matter what hits her. She just says, there's people worse off than me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she was diagnosed with MS. And then she got news that, you know, her dog needed to have surgery. She was just really upset because she said, I can't lose my dog.
Right.
And I said, honey, it's your service dog. Money doesn't trump losing your dog.
Right.
And I told her, I said, I don't care what we have to do. I don't want you to worry about it because I got people. I don't know who they are, but we'll figure it out, you know.
Whatever you could to help take that stress off of her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looks like she goes back and forth to Eugene quite frequently.
Yeah. She has like 7 doctors that she goes to.
Wow.
And yeah. She goes up there sometimes 3 times a week because she has so many doctor's appointments. So she's on the road a lot.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, she always just so positive and always helping somebody. And I just thought it's just her time. It's her turn to try to find somebody that could help her.
We're going
to
do a little bit more for her.
That's awesome.
All right, Brenda, wish you a Merry Christmas and have a Happy New Year, okay?
You too, hon.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, is this April?
Yes, it is.
April, my name is Rob Thomas. I'm with Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star program. How are you?
Pretty good.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
My service dog, we just took and got him his surgery. So I got my Christmas present I wanted, my service dog fixed.
Yeah, how's he doing?
He's doing really good. I can't get him to eat his medicine, though. He's just stubborn like that.
You give him any sort of like peanut butter wrapped treat or something like that to get him to take it?
I've tried that. I even mix it with other stuff and
he's
picky. Yeah. Come on. But he's doing really, really well.
Awesome. Come That's on. Good. What kind of dog is he?
He's Belgian Shepherd, German Shepherd, and Chocolate Lab.
Oh, nice. So a pretty decent sized dog.
Yes. I have MS, so he helps me walk.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
And how old is he?
He's 7 years and 4 months.
And what did he have surgery for? Like a growth or something?
It's called a perianal mass that's between his butthole and his tail.
Okay, okay.
And they had to cut it off. They were afraid it was cancer.
Well, hopefully the results come back, then it's not.
Thank you.
I understand you deal with MS.
Yes, I do.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Sometimes I have a hard time walking. Sometimes I have, with my memory, I have problems with my cognitive. Sometimes my hands don't work or my arms don't work, or sometimes I can't get out of bed. I have IBS on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, I just take one day at a time and ask God for help.
Yeah.
I was diagnosed in 2007. I lost my husband in 2004 to a car accident and had to raise 5 kids on my own.
Oh.
My babies are 21 this year.
Yeah?
They're all grown up. And my son's in the Marines. He's 21. My daughter's going to Portland State University. That's the twins. She's 21. And my other 3 have jobs that are have their own families, and I've got 3 grandsons, granddaughter through my son's girlfriend. So that's pretty cool.
That's awesome. You sound like a proud mama and grandma.
I am.
Yeah. With MS, does that require travel to specialists for that?
Yes, I had to move in with my brother and sister-in-law in 2019 because I lost my income.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, it's hard. I travel back and forth to Lane County to go to my doctor's.
Yeah.
And I go up there and I stay during the week and then I come back on the weekends. Sometimes I don't have to go up during the week, but some weeks I have 6 visits in a week and sometimes it's only 2 visits in a week.
Wow.
I've got, my daughter asked me, Mom, how many doctors do you see? And I go, I don't remember. I know there's at least 8 of them.
Oh, jeez.
I go to the therapist, which helps me be able to do a lot of the stuff. If I didn't go to the therapist, my body wouldn't be able to work the way it does.
Right, okay.
I wouldn't be as mobile as I am. I have a friend up there that I stay with, but I'd really like to get my own place up there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to drive back and forth.
Yeah, that's a lot of driving.
I can't afford to because I have to get in a low-income house that I can afford to be in. And I'm on Social Security. I just got that. So I have income, but not enough to pay for a place to rent because they want so much for it. So I just drive back and forth.
Oh, rent right now is just crazy.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. If you're on Social Security, you can't afford to pay rent.
Sadly, but you're right.
When I took my dog in yesterday, I don't know who paid for it. They said somebody paid for it.
Well, that had to be a nice little blessing.
It was. It was awesome.
Yeah?
They couldn't tell me who paid for it so that I could send a thank you card.
Oh.
So that helped a lot because I had to borrow money to be able to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to pay it back so I didn't have to owe it.
Awesome.
That was nice.
Yeah. And how's Christmas looking? We got any big plans?
My daughter and my son's coming home from the Marines for Christmas.
Oh, that's so cool.
He'll be in on the 21st, and I'll have 3 of my 5 kids with me for Christmas.
Right on.
I'm going to do Christmas down at my brother and sister-in-law's down here in Myrtle Creek.
Nice. I'd like to tell you, some of your prayers have been answered. Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star would like to help you out.
Really?
Yeah. That was us that called and took care of your payment for Alphonse.
Thank you. That was a big relief.
You're so welcome. We all love our animals here very, very much.
Thank you.
But I've got more. Thanks to our partnership with DC Farmers Co-op, I'm going to get you a sizable gift card for fuel.
Really?
Yes.
Thank you.
And hopefully that will take care of you for a while for your trips back and forth to Eugene.
Thank you. Helps a lot.
Good. I'd also like to get you a nice gift card to Sherm's Thunderbird, so that way you can get all the food and stuff you need for your holiday dinner coming up, and also have some
awesome
to stock away for a little bit.
Thank you.
Thanks to the Scoreboard Sports Bar here in Roseburg, I've got a gift card to Walmart, so that way if you wanted to get any gifts for the kids, or
thank
maybe you're
you
short on some supplies.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas. I hope your family time in the coming weeks is awesome and memorable. And we'll be praying that the results for Alphonse come back negative, and he's got a lot more years ahead.
I hope so. He's so awesome. I don't know what I'd do without him.
I hope you have a wonderful holiday.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Happy holidays from Rogue Credit Union and News Radio 1240, KQEN.